Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and hello to all of you out there. Thank God you had the common sense. You had the spiritual sense. You had all senses available to man in heaven and on earth to come on the show. Global Vision for Living Today. God bless you. Thank you so much. I hope the weather is okay because God in heaven is okay. And many people have been asking, oh, is this show a church? Is this show about church? Is this show? Hey, I don't know nothing about that, because when the Creator God said in Genesis 1:1, come on and let us make man in our image. Come on. Let us create the heaven and the earth. Come on. And in the beginning, you know what? I was not there. But I know beyond the shadow of a doubt, there also was no church. The church was God, and the God was church. That's what you want to call it. But right now, let's talk about this God. We're going to welcome our co-host, Colonel William Harrison, in a few seconds. But God has said, I am going to make known my name unto the heathen. Now, this is part two. We had part one last week, but the Creator God has said, read the book of Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. He said, I am going to make known my name unto the heathen. Now, he's not going to run down here and sit on a golden throne or go sit up in a church and cross his leg. So how is the Creator of the universe described as Psalm 83:18? How is he going to make known his name unto the heathen? He's going to make known his name unto the heathen by what? By who? Through you and I. Now, let me just add this. At death, a person's name is still important and can be written down in the annals of time as the best this or that. But there is a name above all names that stands out above all, and that name is Jehovah. Psalms 83:18 describes him in the masculine as the Most High God over all the earth. You can't run nowhere else. You know, people say, well, I think I'm going to try this. You know, I don't feel well. I think I'm going to try that. Or I haven't been thinking well. I think I'm going to try that, this, and whatever. But you cannot get above the God that describes himself as the one and only true God of this universe. Oh, my God. And his son coming on the scene in a role of flesh named Jesus. We're going to cover that, but no other names draw so much fame and reason for being than those two names. And our life and death depend on them and their counsel. Oh, man. Did you create and hang the stars in the heaven? Can you keep breathing once the spirit of life has left your body? Can you summon the waters of the earth and tell them to be still? Hello. There is something about that name for sure. And we're going to learn a little bit more about him. Colonel Harrison, how are you doing this morning?
Good morning, Dr. Coppentino. Listening audience, doing great, and Chuck, all is well with you in the listening audience.
Well, yes, it is, because anytime you can wake up and you can say the name of Jesus, you can say the name of Jehovah, that means, hey, it's a good day, it's a wonderful day, and it means you're still alive to praise the Creator God one more day. Now, it's a lot of people that don't know the name Jehovah. I found that out. But they know about people going about talking about him. I know, being a member of a former sect, they would just walk up and say, you guys are. They already knew. They didn't know anything about that name. But they knew something about the people that were bearing that name, that were going around saying, hi, my name is so-and-so, I'm one of. they knew that you would come up walking down the street, and they would say, "Oh, you guys are those people." Oh yeah, it was really true. You go to their door, and they open it up, and then the young lady would holler back, "Mama, it's Jehovah's Witnesses," without saying a word, because they recognized the people behind that name, but they didn't know anything about that name. And I beg any minister, if you're on this line, to get into your church tomorrow, tonight, in 10 minutes. You know, it's Saturday, so, you know, they go there and meet and clean up, meet with the choir, or whatever they do, just like quick work. But let me say this. When you get the next chance to open your door, just have a sermon on that name. It's a million-dollar song about that name. I think it says a guy Walker. It's something about that name. Tell your people about that name. Half of them will probably leave because they'll think you went crazy. But I dare any of you ministers, open your door up and just turn the Bible to Psalm 80:13. Tear it apart. Start the beginning. Take you about half an hour just to break it all down. But I have news for you. Those that call, hallelujah, those that call on the name of shall be saved. In our 21st division of our century-based universe, call on that name. It says here, part two, I will make known my name unto the heathen. Colonel Harrison, what are some of the ways a person can make known the name of God? Because I'm going to tell you, you uplift that name of God, hallelujah, he's going to uplift yours. You don't have nothing to do with that name, that God, he ain't going to have nothing to do with you. And wait till it's time for you to be laid in your casket if you're lucky. See what you get then. See who hang around then. See what they remember. His son said, do this in remembrance of me. See who's going to remember you except for a few dollars. Hallelujah, praise God. Colonel Harrison, let's name two or three ways a person that love God, know God, want to get to know God, have claimed, I've heard from God, have said, I'm going to serve God. Give us two or three ways them people can make known the name of God.
Those who don't know God, of course, has to get to know who God is. And you just said, Dr. Capitina, God is God Jehovah. It's Psalm 83:18, God. And his name is above all names. And when God's servant Moses in the Old Testament asked him what was his name, God told Moses, I am that I am. That means that God is anything he wants to be. He is omnipotent. He's omnipresent. He's everywhere. And so those who don't know him have to get to know him. Those who know him have to share his name with others. Tell them that God is the creator, that God created mankind just a little lower than an angel to and for his glory, and that God has a assignment for each of us that breaches the womb on earth. And so people go around and some act as if they don't know God's name, but I commend the witnesses because they go door to door. But those who don't know God have to get to know God Jehovah. Those who know God Jehovah have to share the word to others as witnesses who he is and who his son Jesus is. And once we spread that, then we can make known God's name, proclaim God's name in the universe, because he is the creator of the universe, and he rightfully deserved recognition. His name is greater than the late, great Aretha Franklin, who said once, you will remember my name. We will remember God Jehovah's name more so than Aretha Franklin.
Oh, my God. Oh, yes, yes, yes. And you know what? By you saying that, made me jump up and grab my Bible and open it up, because now Isaiah was an ancient prophet of God. And these people, once they were called into the service of God, that was it. It was nowhere else for them to go but death. How can you walk in and walk into the goodness of the Lord, and then all of a sudden you ain't doing nothing no more? How, is that even possible? Ain't nobody Satan's hench man, a hench woman, or I'm going to just go see. If you forgot, you forgot. If you say you love God, you going to worship God. How you going to do all that and you don't know anything about him? I will make known my name unto the heathen. And you know what? That brings me to the statement Colonel made. Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, starting in verse 8, says, bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together and let all the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this? See, everybody can't tell nobody about God or Jehovah or Jesus Christ. Everybody cannot do it. But he's saying, call these blind folks to me and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show up the former things? Who can do that? He said, let them be assembled. No lone dog wolf. Where he at? What is he supposed to be doing? He said, and let the people be assembled, sitting up amongst others. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses. You ain't got none when you don't know the true God of the universe. You don't have none. That even they may be justified. Or let them hear and say, it is true. You are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen. See, whom I have chosen. That's the key right there. Ain't chosen. They going around on two feet, have not been chosen. That they may know and believe me and understand that I am he. They got to understand something. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. Beside me, he said, I have declared and have saved, and I have shown when there was no strange God among you. Therefore, you are my witnesses, saith the Lord, that I am God. You know what? I think the heathen is in big trouble. You know why I think the heathen is in trouble? Because he needs to know that if he's going to please the God of the universe and make known his name, they got to get in line. The man, the God man just said, you are my witnesses. What more can be said? Who going to fight against that? Tell the blind. Tell those that can't hear Isaiah 43 who I am. Tell them who I am. But most of all, you be who I have called you to be. You know, when you make known God's name unto the heathen, Colonel Harrison, what is that really saying?
We're making God's name known to those who don't know God. The heathens are those who are unbelievers. They are atheists, agnostics. They're people that have not seen fit to search for God, seek God. They get to know who God is. The heathen is a non-believer in God for the most part. And so for those who are believers are obligated to be ambassadors, to be disciples, to be messengers, as the prophet Isaiah was an Old Testament, one of the four major Old Testament prophets, to proclaim the name of God. And as you said, Dr. Carpentina, you can't proclaim the name of God if you don't know who God is. God, the Psalm 83 and Jehovah God.
You put it, you know what? This has made my day. You ain't got nothing to say about that God if you don't know anything about him. And Satan is tricky. Satan know who belong to him, but it's our job as witnesses to this one called Jehovah to cut them down, cut them out, and make sure they know you ain't playing. You ain't playing. Water seeks its own level. It just cannot be. It just cannot be. Once you pick up that armor and put that armor of the Lord on, the arm of God, you cannot. Now let's get back to the heathen. Why in the world do we have to make known God's name to the heathen? Now there's a clue there. Because if we got to make God's name known to the heathen, then that means the heathen also got some heathens that they need to deal with. Am I wrong or right? I know I'm right in God. So if he has called us to make known his name to the heathen, that means to make known his deeds, to make known what he has done in the past, to make known what his people prophesied that he was going to do for the future. And I could go on that. Make known his name. You got to make known his deeds. What has he done? Where has he been for eons and billions of years in the universe? Why was he up there all alone except for into the newest of the millennial? Then here come all the angels. Here come his son. He said, come on, let's make man in our image. That is a lot of responsibility. But most people think, well, I just get up, I guess. I didn't wake myself up, but, oh, my eyes is open. I guess I'm old. Get me something to eat. I'm this and this and that. We got to remember, we don't have time to get on this. There was two sons, Cain and Abel. And if you really study that, and one day we will get an opportunity to, you don't have to look around for Cain's descendants. You sure don't have to look around for Abel. One killed the other. First prison spirit sent by Jehovah God. And, hey, you can only be what your mama was, what your daddy was, according to the Bible. So right now, this is a big responsibility, talking about making known his name to the heathen. Colonel Harrison, where might the heathen be? Let's kind of break this thing down. If he says, I'm going to make known my name unto the heathen, give us on the listening audience a description of a heathen. I'm going to get my pad and pen. Let's uncover them. Let's pull the cloak off of them. Let's name some, because some of them are sitting up in the churches. Thank God the ones that should be, they ain't there. That would just add to the pot, the hell pot. But give us a description of a heathen.
A heathen is fits several categories. A heathen is a non-believer. That's probably the simplest explanation, beginning with that, a non-believer. A heathen, again, is one who... the word says is an agnostic or atheist. An atheist doesn't believe there is a God. An agnostic believes in certain principles, believes something was created, but God didn't create it. So kind of along the same lines of agnostic. And with those who are believers, who know who God is, sitting in the church, that backslide and commit transgressions against God's holy words, against his commandments, against his statutes, against his ordinances, they are backsliders, and they disappoint God because they know the word, but they're not doing what thus says the word. So the heathen is anyone who knows the word, don't honor the word, or don't know the word, don't know who God is, and refuse to get to know who God is, and don't care who God is. So that would be sort of a group category to define one who is a heathen.
Yeah, now you just mentioned, did you just say don't care about God? Did you just say that?
Don't care in the sense that they don't want to get to know who God
is.
Yes,
right. Right. Now, okay, let's stop there. So now you describe that person as a heathen. Is there any hope for a heathen? You are a minister.
Yes, there is. Yes, there is, if the heathen in his or her heart sees fit to search for God, turn around from doing the wrong things that they are doing that offends God, that displeases God, then the heathen can also come into a right relationship with God, because God says to us in First Peter that he wishes that none should perish, but all come unto repentance. But all don't want to come unto repentance. Repentance means come to be saved through getting to know who God is through his son Jesus Christ. But all don't want to be saved. They choose to live the life they want to live. So either they live the way God prescribes in the 66 books, or they will perish on the face of this earth and be cast into the lake of fire at the last day.
Oh, my God, man, that's very, very scary. That's very scary. You know what? I just Googled in the dictionary. Heathen, it's a noun, and it says that's a derogatory word, a heathen. It says a person who does not belong to a widely held religion or origin, especially one who is not a Christian, Jew, or Muslim, as regarded by those who do. It says they are pagan, they're infidel, and idolatrous. You know, when someone is a practicer of idolatry, it really means that person is not one that God would even think about calling. Now, that's bad. Now that's a infidel. They call people over in Afghanistan, the Taliban, they call them infidels. What is held up for a person that does not know God, does not know his name, do not want to call out his name, do not want to live by his name, do not want to honor his name, just got some mouth service? Oh, this, or that. What can you make? Is that person a heathen there that's talking about God but ain't doing nothing for him? I mean, what do you call that? Because I know if my mama called me and I didn't come, boy, when she found me. But see, she only whipped me one time that I can remember because that wasn't nothing. And my father was crazy about me. He didn't let her do that. He used to, Bertha, don't touch her. And I remember that when he was talking about he needed a robe, and she said, oh, we don't have no money with old robes. And I ran in there and pulled the sheet off the bed. He preached in a robe for about 5 years. And people in the church thought, oh, that old Lulu, this and that. Let me tell you something. That was my way of helping bishops make known God's name unto the heathen. And that's why I'm sitting here now looking around. I'm squeezing through here. I'm squeezing through there. Got some of the most beautiful things in the world. Not in California. I said the world. What is going to happen to those that don't make known his name unto the heathen? We just describe what they are. I don't even see how they could even get, they got to just even know anything. If they're infidel, but that's what the Bible says. He says, I'm sending you out. O-U-T means out. For all y'all cowards, I'm sending you out. And if I catch that you're not making my name known to the heathen, I ain't going to make known yours. Or I'm going to muddy it up. Or I'm going to send you around people that's going to read you like a book. And say, oh, didn't you know this? And, oh, you didn't know. Oh, yeah, I can. You know what? The heathen above all are those that have made a mistake in missing the mark to the kingdom of God. How so, Colonel Harrison? Because all of us was created by God with the aspect of regenerating ourselves. Animals give birth, plant give birth, human give birth. And for someone to rise up and know the God's name, know a little bit about that God, have been around the block 1,000 times and more. Can people make themselves a heathen, Colonel Harrison? Can anyone make themselves a heathen?
Yes, they make themselves a heathen, Doc, in the sense that they ignore or refuse to acknowledge the name of the true and living God. And this pertains to those who have discovered or known or seek and found out who God Jehovah is and then turn away from God. They become heathens. A heathen is good for nothing. That's why, as you have described there, they're pagans. I mean, they don't believe in God. Infidel, they could care less about having known or who he is. An idolater, they're worshiping everything other than the true name of God. They will worship their name. They'll worship other people's names. They worship those who are movie stars and actors and actresses' names. They worship famous athletes' names and so forth and so on, but refuse to acknowledge the true and living God, the creator of the universe. That person, there's no hope for them unless they turn around, unless they change their ways, unless they seek and acknowledge and fall on their knees and cry out and acknowledge the true and living God, God Jehovah, the creator.
Yes, and I'm sure if once the heathen learned spiritual sense, he don't want to die a heathen. He don't want to die that on most people's deathbed. Lord help me. Oh, Lord help me. The doctors will say they start trying to pray and start giving deathbed confessions and all of that because they know they ain't done what they had an opportunity to do, and they think that just because you, and I'm talking to somebody right now, just because you can sit up and afford a steak, just because you got a little money in the bank, just because you didn't live long enough to know you might die tomorrow, don't you think for a moment that you are getting a cross on God. Like I just said, when mama called, if I didn't come, or their mothers, they had a problem. You're going to have a problem. And some of these, I was just reading this morning about a new cancer that it has never even been thought of. God is not one to be mocked. For whatsoever a man sow, he's gonna reap that. It might not be today. We might can grin to today. And you know what? I was getting ready to go into the beauty shop to get my hair washed some time ago. And I went in there. It was so crowded. And what they were saying and what them women looked like, I backed out. Ain't nothing on the scorecard for God. I was kind of trying to wait around. I ain't heard nothing about that. I tell you what, they better go back and read about the Grim Reaper. Lovers of pleasures rather than lovers of God. That's another name for a heathen. They can do everything else. But I tell you what, there is a day of reckoning. And I, listening audience, for making up your mind today to make known God's name to the heathen. Even if you don't say nothing, just get your Bible, walk down the street, stand on the corner, go to a donut shop and tell Jehovah's Witnesses to move over because they're already there. And you could take one look at them and tell who they are. All this other phony stuff the world got going. I wish many people could see how I'm dressed now and how I'm dressed roaming the streets. There's a time for everything. When it's the time to look, try to look like Gene Lola Brigida, hey, get it on. Get down. Get ready. Can't none compare to you because you got God in your heart. But right now, let's talk about God being in the hearts of those in America and around the world. We have about 5 minutes left. There's going to be a global revival in January. Colonel Harrison, you're working on all those great details. Is that true?
Yes, I am working on those great details, Dr. Cappuccino. Listen, audience, I'm collaborating with the representative of the potential venue that I'm hoping the dates will work out in January to see if the dates will work for the venue that I'm seeking to potentially contract and so forth and so on. So more details will be forthcoming. There's a lot of things going on, a lot of events on the calendar, but I'm trying to work to a certain date with the representatives of the venue for January. Should have those dates that next week.
Very good, because I was talking to someone about that, and I said, oh, do you have enough time? I said, I tell you what, somebody throw a kerosene bomb in your house. You got time to get out of that? I bet you will have time to get out of that. One story, two story, three. You got time to get out of that. You'll get out of that. If you're naked, you'll start running. So any time is the best time and the right time to assemble, as the Hebrew writer said. Don't forsake. He said, don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together. He done already told even the heathen that. Don't do it. Because when you come crying to me, hallelujah, Isaiah, I will not listen. I will not hear. What it said in Isaiah, he said, you know, them Israelites had so many chances to turn around until he said, you know what, I'm going to send a scourge through you. See what you think about that. See what you think about it. The old ones that couldn't run died in that scourge. You know what? Don't mess with God. But I want to say our theme for our revival, I will make known my name unto the heathen. You know what? Because anybody that know that name, see, some do not realize that name got all that power on it, Jehovah. Got all that, almost Native American, Jehovah. Rah. Got all that power on it. So when people that learn that name and learn of it, it's something about that name. They change, unless Satan then stepped up in there and told them, oh, you ain't got to do nothing. Just go on and eat, wait on your check, feed the hungry. He ain't told nobody nothing about that, but that's a whole different story. So tune in next week. I want you guys to watch the emails coming through. Many of you have sent the email request. You want to get on there, and our Gmail site has quadrupled and getting a lot of information even on Facebook, but someone told me Facebook was okay. I don't know. You know, I hear it all. I get it all, because when you're walking for God, he's going to send you people that's going to show you one way, or they'll show you down the other way. And so I want you guys to be sure to tune in. We need volunteers. Colonel Harrison, are you going to also check with the flight system to let us know what flights they can take from the West Coast into the D.C. metropolitan area?
Yes, Dr. Constantine. I will check on the travel itinerary as well. Yes.
Okay, because we can talk through the week on that. But our time is up. I want to thank you for tuning in. And we'll have more information next week on that. In fact, the next week will not be a part three on I Will Make Known My Name Unto the Heathen. You know, people run, oh, well, my mama's name is so-and-so. My daddy's name is so-and-so. You got to tell your name at the hospital. You got to go tell your name if you're trying to rent something. So why would not I take some of my time up and make known my name unto the heathen? You know, a lot of people ain't doing nothing because they don't know nothing. But he said they have an obligation to learn of me. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Global Vision for Living Today. Thank you, Colonel Harrison, for being with us. God bless you. Thank you.